next door was a boy who had...
Cindy.
Okay, or whose father was rich.
His father was rich, yes. Mm.
Okay, the inside of a cherry, the part you don't eat, is called...
A seed.
Okay, fine. How about the inside of a peach?
A pit.
All right. The kind of peach you have to cut the seed out of would be what type of a peach? Or would you have a special name for it?
No, there's so many, but there is a kind that is a free... What is it, freestone, and it just slips
right
from
that
the,
would
from
that
the
would
pit.
Be right the kind of where you just break it open and the seed comes out. I think the other kind is called a cling peach.
Oh, I guess it is. Yes,
would be a cling peach. Okay, fine. After you've eaten an apple, the part you have left is the
core.
Okay. When you cut up apples or peaches and dry them, you're making
dried fruit.
Okay, fine. Have you ever called them snits?
No, I've never heard the term.
I've
dried apples and peaches, too.
They good?
Mm-hmm. Little fried pies out of them in the morning.
The kind of nuts you pull up out of the ground and roast, what might you call these?
Oh, peanuts.
Peanuts, right. Any other names for those that you've heard?
Goobers.
Goobers, all right. Okay. What kinds of nuts do you have? Are there any growing nearby here?
Not this year. We usually do plant our own peanuts. We've planted soybeans this year, but...
Okay. All right. What would you call maybe the hard covering on a walnut?
Shell.
Okay, fine. When a walnut falls off the tree, it has a soft covering around it. You can wait until it dries and then break this off. It stains your hands and clothes when you handle it. What do you call this kind of a covering?
Well, I call it either a husk or an outer shell. I don't know what...
Okay, another kind of nuts that grow down in the South are long and flat shaped, something like your eye. They have a little shell to them. These are
pecans.
Okay, what if they were white and real thin, sliced? We use them sometimes in salads for flavoring and extract.
Oh, walnuts.
Okay, how about almonds?
Do they grow in the South?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I don't believe they do.
What does?
Almonds.
Okay.
I think they may way on down south, like in Florida.
I don't know if they do.
I don't really know. I've never heard of
them. I haven't seen them. I think they're probably up in the north.
Well, they may be, or they may be an imported product. I really don't. I've never thought about the almonds.
I've never seen an almond except when it's been in a package, to know that they would be on a tree or anything.
So they may be imported like a lot of the cashews and things like that. That's what I always thought they were.
What kind of fruit, or there's a lot of kinds of fruit that grow in Florida, but there's a specific kind that it's famous for. What would this be? The Florida what?
Oranges.
Okay, fine. If there aren't any more left, you'll say that all the oranges are...
picked.
Okay, fine. All right. The small red-covered root vegetable you eat raw are...
Tomatoes.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any other names for these?
Well, there's just different ways you can say it. Or tomatoes are the little tiny ones, little salad tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of...
just a little salad tomatoes.
Yeah, a lot of people call them tomatoes. But
right.
It all depends on which part of the country you're from, too.
Okay.
I think.
Along with your meat, you might have a baked...
potato.
Okay. What kind of potatoes are there, or would you all eat?
Well, we have grown some we didn't this year, but... mostly the Idaho. I mean, the Idaho potatoes are better for baking than the ones from Maine or something like the all-purpose. You can fry them or bake them either one. So,
when you use the word potato, what do you mean?